Welcome to your five for the day. The story is told of an East European young man who left his old country and sailed to America to make a new life in what was then referred to as the New World. Before he left, his father pressed some money in his hand. It wasn't much, but it was all he had. He hoped it would tide the boy over until he found a job. His mother handed him a box of food for the journey. Then they kissed and hugged and tearfully said goodbye. On the boat, the young man gave his ticket to the steward and found his way to the tiny cabin he'd share with several others during the month-long voyage to New York. That evening, at mealtime, the young man went onto the deck and unwrapped a sandwich his mother had made. He ate silently as he watched the other passengers file into a large room crowded with tables. He listened to their chatty laughter and watched as waiters brought plates filled with hot steaming food. But he just smiled, enjoying his mother's fresh homemade bread and the crisp apple his brother had picked that morning. "Bless my family," he prayed. The days went by slowly and the young man's box of food quickly dwindled. But meals such as they offered in the dining room were certain to cost a lot. He'd need that money later. He ate alone in his cabin now. The smell from the dining room made his stomach wrench with hunger. He allowed himself a few crackers and some cheese each day, whispering a prayer of thanks before scraping the mould off the hard lump. A shrivelled apple and the tepid rainwater he'd collected in a can completed his meagre meal. 3 days away from New York, the last of the food was gone except for one wormy apple. The young man could take no more. Pale and weak, he asked the steward in broken English, "How much?" The steward looked confused. "Food," the young man said as he held out some coins and pointed in the direction of the dining room. "How much?" Finally, the ship's steward understood. He smiled and shook his head. "It cost nothing," he said, closing the young immigrant's hand back around his money. "You're free to eat. The cost of food was included in the price of your ticket." For weeks, the young man had lived like a pauper instead of a prince. He'd settled for stale cheese and shriveled apples instead of the rich table provided by the shipping line. This story can teach us a lot today. How long have we lived like spiritual paupers instead of spiritual royalty at God's lavish table? How long have we been waiting to be worthy of ourselves to sit at God's table, never realizing that the cost of such an experience was included in the price Jesus paid in his precious blood at Calvary? It's all ever so simple. The price of our passage to heaven has been paid in full. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you'll realize that the price has been paid for you. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.